In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear sisters, dear faithful, now, for tomorrow will be too late. In the morning, sometimes we think about what to eat. Breakfast, for example, which I have yet to break, hopefully after today's high mass. But imagine boiling some water, and then when it reaches boiling point, you put a very cold chicken egg straight from the refrigerator. What do you think will happen? Most likely, as what cooking experts will say, and from our own personal experience, the shocking temperature difference would cause that the egg breaks and crack inside the pot before it gets fully cooked. Alas, a wasted egg. And so, in order to avoid that in a more spiritual level, Holy Mother Church prepares our minds gradually by introducing slowly the appearances and practices of Lent through this season of Septuagesima. Also, Septuagesima Sunday presents us with the Holy Gospel, which we probably most cherish. And as we have read in our missals, and I've heard it being proclaimed at today's Mass, we know that it is about the laborers in the vineyard. Some who worked all day long, while others worked only for 1 hour, being paid equally 1 penny. When we read this parable, let us recognize God as the householder who confides the care of his vineyard to hired laborers, our Lord who imposes the law of work upon us all. We are all in this vineyard, which is honorable and precious. We are the faithful laborers, but let us consider what that means. A faithful laborer does not choose his task. A faithful worker neglects nothing to do the work well. And a faithful laborer does not keep any fruit from the work. So we, the faithful workers, do not choose our task, but we accept what our divine master, our Lord and God, assigns us. Whether it be easy, whether it be disagreeable, or conspicuous or obscure, a faithful laborer is satisfied, and without this spirit, no great work can be accomplished. Everyone has his task to do in this world, in their own vocation, and for him, that is God's work. It is the master's privilege to assign the work, and he gives each one the necessary gifts. Whatever the work may be that the Lord has asked us to do, let us be indifferent whether our station be conspicuous or hidden from view, whether it suits our convenience or not, whether it will be filled with consolations or grief. Like that parable that we've just listened to, the Master tells us, "Go into my vineyard." This, we must be confident in the call that God is giving to us. Confident that God's blessing will accompany us in our whole lives. In the spirit of obedience, we, the faithful workers, will not allow complaint or discouragement, nor jealousy, nor ambition to reign in our souls. no spirit of trepidation. Just like those people in the vineyard, we neglect nothing to perform the duties of our state in life, to do it well in a manner to satisfy our master. Let us remember that we need to be devoted in the work at hand, to not be dishonest nor wasteful of the time we are given, nor be idle. But let us do the work of God carefully, diligently, and with great interest. See, we all work in this vineyard, and we are all called to perform well, because God gave us this time. God gave us the gifts of nature, of grace. These are talents that each one of us are entrusted to our diligent care. Thus, we must nurture our talents, for God will require of us an exact account of the use we have made of them. Remember to value the time we have to work in this holy vineyard of our divine master. This time belongs entirely to him. All the hours, all those minutes are his. And thus, in the accomplishment of our work and tasks, in the daily and spiritual life, we must be devoted to the work that is assigned to us. If we use our time otherwise, we are robbing God of the service which belongs to him. The time given us is short, and once over, it will never return. Thus, to realize the value of the time God has given to us, let us consider the good works with which we can fill it, especially those of piety, of virtue, study of our faith, works that God will reward by eternal glory in heaven. God bestows on us other gifts as well, such as our health, our intellect, all the powers of our soul, supernatural guidance and assistance. All of these belong to God, as we reflect the Gospel of St. John, unto whomsoever much is given, of him much shall be required. Lastly, we must remember, as faithful workers in the vineyard, we do not keep the fruit of the labor for ourselves. See, we all know the vineyard does not belong to us. And so, does the fruit that come forth from God's vineyard is not kept for ourselves. We must work and be diligent and prevent any loss of fruit to our master. Remember, just like in the parable today, it is the salary of one penny alone as the only reward that we receive. But don't feel deceived, because one penny is what takes us from here to heaven. One penny suffices if it comes from the gift of God. That's why don't ask for a pay raise. Don't murmur that you're not getting more than one penny. To receive this reward of the salary of one penny at the end of the harvest, we must work for God, not for ourselves, not for our own personal desires, but the will of God. We seek God's glory and not our own. We establish Christ's kingdom among our fellow citizens, but not to seek to win their esteem and devotion for ourselves or for our own selfish profit. We reflect this gospel, of course, in the beginning of our pre-Lenten season called Septuagesima. Holy Mother Church wishes to gradually prepare our minds during this very brief season of 2.5 weeks, believe it or not. As we come to conclude this Christmas season later this week and enter gradually as we enter into the upcoming serious time of penance and sorrow, to remind the sinner of the grievousness of his errors and to exhort him to penance. This is why we have commenced to don the color violet in the church, the color of penance. It is why we reflect on the lessons of today's gospel, that we must be faithful workers in the Lord's vineyard, now and from now on, not for phases, not when you feel like it, not simply just to be faithful during those certain seasons like Advent and Lent. When we ourselves were baptized, we must recall the ritual texts of the sacrament. We actually entered the vineyard as faithful workers upon that holy and blessed sacrament. The priest told us, in the presence of your godparents and your family, the terms of your employment. He said to you, when you were a little baby, or maybe when you're an adult, if you then desire to enter into life, keep the commandments. This is why St. Paul tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, even though God gives all the graces we need in order to be saved, we know that salvation is not automatic, like a Japanese rice cooker that makes your rice instantly. We need to cooperate, dear faithful, to contribute to the will of God. When He calls us into His vineyard, we need to accept the invitation. We need to respond to it. And while we are there in the vineyard, let us indeed work. And while we work, we should never tire of praying for the conversion of sinners and the non-believers. Nor should we forget that we also need to be converted day by day. You see, the tragedy of knowing in our meditations that many people out there today might still be far from entering the vineyard should prompt us to pray for their conversion and also to pray for more workers zealous for the salvation of souls, especially in the clerical hierarchy. The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He send laborers into His harvest. Dear faithful, let us do our work now, for tomorrow may be too late. Because at the end of time, the Father will deliver the judgment of the world into the hands of Christ when He will render to every man according to his works. At the end of our lives, whether we have worked in the vineyard since dawn or much later in the day, we shall be judged according to our response to Christ's loving invitation. For once our soul leaves our body, the time of merit will be over. There is no reset button like in the games of today. No game over, and then you turn it off and on and restart the game. That is not how our life is, unfortunately. See, in the kingdom of heaven, God rewards all those who labored in His vineyard. The faithful of the old covenant and the Gentiles converted in the last days, the saints who were faithful since their earliest youth, and like those saints, like the good thief, who are touched by grace only at the end. They have all labored. That's why the season of Lent will be the time when we renew the contract which earns our eternal life. At the beginning of our preparations for Lent and Easter, during the Septuagesima season, the Gospel reminds us of the gratitude we ought to have for God, whose overflowing love will not allow Him to be content with giving only what is just. He wants to give us nothing less than His own self, if we only let Him. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, what things God hath prepared for them that love Him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.